This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a major shift in U.S. foreign policy. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, the president took to Twitter to say that Israel should have control over the disputed Golan Heights.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation for Trump's decision.
We're deeply grateful for the unbelievable and unmatchable support for our security and our right to defend ourselves.
Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The White House has rejected a congressional request for information on private conversations between President Trump and his Russian counterpart.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone says presidents must be free to engage in discussions with foreign leaders without the fear those communications would be disclosed or used as fodder for political purposes. He's responding to a letter sent earlier this month by the Democratic lawmakers who chair the House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees. They wanted information and documents pertaining to discussions between Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin by phone, in person, and at a Helsinki summit last summer. The lawmakers are questioning if these talks had any impact on U.S. foreign policy and if President Trump tried to conceal the conversations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on two Chinese shipping companies it says help North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. It is the first such step since a U.S.-North Korean summit collapsed last month. The U.S. Treasury Department also issued an updated advisory that listed 67 vessels that it said had engaged in illicit